Israelis and Palestinians often live just miles from each other, but since the beginning of the Israeli-Palestinian fighting 2.5 years ago, they rarely speak. A new project called Hello Peace is trying to change that. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Hello?
Hello, Gila, how are you?
בסדר, מה שלומך, מוחמד?
Gila and Mohammed have never met, but they're close friends. On a recent snowy day, Gila sits in her warm apartment in Jerusalem. Mohammed is on his cell phone as he makes his way home to his village near Nablus. They chat mostly in Hebrew, in a relaxed, easy way that shows they've had many conversations. Gila, a librarian in Jerusalem, found Mohammed through Hello Peace, a telephone matrix that connects Israelis and Palestinians.
He told me on our first talk that he wants to learn from me how to teach his son not to hate the Israeli soldiers. And when I spoke to him, I felt such empathy. I cried.
Gila and Mohammed speak every 2 weeks or so, often for as long as a half hour. The calls are free, paid for by Hello Peace, which is funded by the Parents Circle, a group of several hundred Israeli and Palestinian parents who have lost children in the violence. Yitzhak Frankenthal, the director of the Parents Circle, says the phone network has logged more than 100,000 calls since it was launched in October. He says the first step to peace is talking.
We, as a group of bereaved parents who have lost their kids and continue to talk with the Palestinian. We are not looking for revenge. We are not looking for hatred. We are looking to create reconciliation and peace. So if we can do it, everyone can and need to do it.
Not all of the callers are interested in peace. Gila says one Palestinian man made sexual overtures. A Palestinian relates that an Israeli kept calling him to complain about Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But Frankenthal says even the negative calls, which he insists are only a small percentage of the total, are better than no calls.
If you are talking, even bad words, but you are talking, you are not acting, this is wonderful.
On the outskirts of Jerusalem, Mahmoud, a 29-year-old iron worker with three small children, lives in a new building in the Shuafat refugee camp. He says Israelis and Palestinians these days know each other only as negative stereotypes, Israelis as soldiers, Palestinians as terrorists. He says the vast majority on both sides share more than they realize.
I like peace. I want to live in peace. Why? Because I have children, and my brother have children. And the Jewish have children. Everyone have a family. He want his family to go in peace, to work, to live in a good life.
Mahmoud spends several hours a week on the phone with Israelis. He says he tells his callers what it's like to be a Palestinian living under occupation. He says he's not sure how much good the phone line does, but he says he's come to understand Israelis better. And he hopes that by talking to Israelis, he will help them understand him. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.